ولا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And oh my goodness, we're nearing the middle of the month. It's like going so fast. But we're going to start first with the dua that we always start with from the Sermon of the Prophet. And here we said six things, and I make sure you know them so well now that you don't forget at all. So fasal Allah rabbakum, ask your Rabb, biniyatin sadika, with a completely truthful or completely clear intention, wa qulubin tahira, in pure hearts. Number one, and you waffiqakum li siyami, that you are able to fast. I was reading somewhere where it said fasting is not about losing body weight, but about losing the weight of your sins and learning to detach from the ego that weighs you down. My goodness. And then wa tilawati kitabihi, to be able to read the book. You know, Sayyidah Fatima Zahra, she said, the wisdom in the Quran will take you from the darkness of ignorance to the light of knowledge. Quran, in essence, is a reflection of Allah's words, which we actually say on our tongues. It's so amazing. You know, you have divinity's words on our tongue. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. Do tawbah. Remember, the most unfortunate in this month is the one who is not forgiven. إِنَّ أَبْوَابُ الْجِنَانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَ. The doors of Jannah are open. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُغْلِقَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Pray to your Rabb that He never closes them for you. وَأَبْوَابُ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَقَ. The doors of Jahannam are closed. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يَفْتَحَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Pray to your Rabb that He never opens them for you. وَالشَّيْطَانُ مَغْلُولَ. Shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا. Pray to your Rabb that He never frees him. So these are our six things that we're going to pray for every day, including after the month of Ramadan. Our focus today will be Juz 14, which is from Surah number 15, which is Surah Al-Hijr, right up to the end of Surah Al-Nahl, which is the B. My goodness, so you can see in the shelf, you've got the two Surah, Hijr and Nahl, and then we've got some knickknacks. Oh, we've got 1587. I love that. It talks about Surah Al-Fatiha. Then 1618, which is unable to compute Allah's blessings. And then 1668, my goodness, the B. It'd be wonderful to do that. But first, we're going to recite the first ruku of this juz. So please recite with me. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم العمل فسوف يعلمون وما خلقنا من قرية إلا ولها كتاب معلوم ما تسبق من أمة عجلها وما يستأخرون وقالوا يا أيها الذي نزل عليه الذكر إنك لمجنون لو ما تعتينا بالملائكة إن كنت من الصادقين ما ننزل الملائكة إلا بالحق وما كانوا إذا منذرين إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون ولقد أرسلنا من قبلك في شيع الأولين وما يعتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة الأولين ولو فتحنا عليهم بابا من السماء فظلوا فيه يعرجون لقالوا إنما سكرت أبصارنا بل نحن قوم مسحورون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. We will now read the three du'as. Please recite with me. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا علي يا عظيم يا غفور يا رحيم، أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور، وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه، وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر. فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك، من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن عليه، وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور، اللهم أغني كل فقير، اللهم أشبئ كل جائع، اللهم اكسو كل عريان، اللهم اقضي دين كل مدين، اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب، اللهم رد كل غريب، اللهم فك كل عسير، اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين، اللهم اشف كل مريض، اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك، اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك، اللهم اقض عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We'll now look at an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali. And as I mentioned before, Abu Hamza Thimali was a companion of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. So Imam teaches him to say, وَدَعَوْنَاكَ, we called out to you, وَنَحْنُ نَرْجُو, and we hope, أَن تَسْتَجِيبَ لَنَا, we hope that you would answer us. وَدَعَوْنَاكَ وَنَحْنُ نَرْجُو أَن تَسْتَجِيبَ لَنَا. عَصَيْنَاكَ, we disobeyed you, we committed sins. وَنَحْنُ نَرْجُو, but we hope, أَن تَسْتُرَ عَلَيْنَا, that you will cover, you will hide these sins, you would hide, protect us from our sins. فَحَكِّكْ رَجَاعَنَا مَوْلَانَا, so you know what? Fulfill our aspirations. This is what we believe. So fulfill our aspirations, O our Master. We're now going to look at Dua Mujir, and I said 13, 14, 15. For some of you, today might be the 13th of Ramadan. For some of you, it is the 14th. But in essence, it is from now, these 3 days, 13, 14, 15, we read Dua al-Mujir. Because Imam Sadiq says, whoever prays during the nights of Ayyam al-Bidh stands at the doors of abundant favors and bounties. It's a beautiful dua. It cures sicknesses, alleviation of debt, increase in sustenance, independence, problems are solved, removal of sorrows. But you know what? Even if your sins are as much as the grains of the sand on the beaches, or the leaves that fall in autumn, Allah will forgive you your sins with this dua. It's an amazing dua, absolutely amazing. I just love it. I can't put it down, not only these 3 days, throughout the year. It's just beautiful. And we're asking here, أجرنا من النار يا مجير. 88 times, this is what we say. protect us. Give us refuge from the fire, O the one who protects. Now, Mujir comes from Jar. Jar is a neighbor, one who protects you. And in Surah Al-Mu'mineen, Ayah 88, Allah says, "Kul man biyadihi malakutu kulli shayin." In whose hands is the kingdom of all things? Wahuwa yujir, and he is the one who gives refuge. Wala yujaru alayhi, and nobody can give you refuge from him. In kuntum ta'alamun, if only you knew. So let's recite a little bit of it. Recite it with me, it's on the screen. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Subhanaka ya Allah. تعاليت يا رحمن أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا رحيم تعاليت يا كريم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا ملك تعاليت يا مالك أجرنا من النار يا مجير. And this goes on with about 176 names of Allah, 776 attributes, and if I count Mujir with it, it's 178. And it ends with Ayatul Karima. And Ayatul Karima is from Surah number 21, Ayah 87, and the ayah that, or the dua that Prophet Yunus did in the belly of the fish. So it ends off by saying, Subhanaka la ilaha illa ant, Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-thalimeen, Fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham, وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين والحمد لله رب العالمين وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Inshallah, you will read it 13, 14, 15, if not any other time. Now the moon has an effect on us. And when the Prophet told us that Ayyamul Bidh of any month we should fast, and it's like fasting for the whole year, there was some sense in it, and we see it. There's always something. Whenever the Prophet says something, always proved right by people. It's amazing. So basically, we are told that in these 3 days, the body detoxes. So when you fast, it makes a difference. So try fasting, not only Ramadan, we have to fast, but throughout the year as well. But we go back to our topic of this month, which is a juz a day. And this is a compilation of the 114th surah in 30 ajza. The Quran was revealed in ayat, 6,236 ayat. It was then put into surahs or surah, 114 of them. And the only reason it's got 30 ajza is so that it's convenient for us to finish a recitation of the Quran in 1 month. So today our focus is on juz 14, which is Suratul Hijr and Suratul Nahl. And to journal the Quran is to be able to personalize it, to inspire ourselves to connect to it. So whenever you open it and you have a look, it sort of stands out at you and you make it your own. And you know what? I'm just doing a few ayat with you. As you go throughout the year, as you hear lectures, as you see an ayah that you recognize, just highlight it and see the difference it makes. You will start loving the Quran. So before we journal the Quran, always wudu, recite in Arabic. Seek protection from shaitan, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and we'll see where that comes from today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, always. La ilaha illallah, and then walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama 'allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. In other words, make me love your book. Make me love you through your book. You know, the Quran is His words. It's a reflection of Allah's speech, and we're actually saying them. My goodness, what more would we want? So we're going to start with Surah Al-Hijr. And when you look at Surah Al-Hijr, literally it's about the arrogance. You know, it was the actions of those who opposed the Prophet, the arrogance of Shaitan. But the moment you think Hijr, think arrogance. And when you think arrogance, think Hijr is a rock. Think rock, you know, not stubborn, doesn't want to move, wants to show off. So the first ayah we're going to look at, in fact, I'm going to go back to at least explaining to you where Hijr comes from, so you know where the ayah comes from. So maybe, just maybe, you can write down what Hijr is all about, and we'll find it in ayah 80. It's a rock, but it actually refers to Ashabul Hijr. Now these are the people of Thamud. We will look at it in ayah 80 and talk about it, and the chapter is named after this place, which was known as Hijr, Ashab al-Hijr, and it's like a rocky tract. So it's about 150 miles away from Medina, and this is where Prophet Sali was sent. But first, let's look at Ayah 9. Okay, so if you look at Ayah 9, verse says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra." Indeed, it is we who have sent down the reminder. Dhikr is reminder. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And we will protect it. We will look after it. So nobody is going to do anything to the Quran. Nobody will change it because Allah says, I will protect it. So let's have a look in my Quran. And you can see I've highlighted it, or I've, you know, journaled it in green, and I've put a Quran down there. Or you could do probably the same thing. So let's go back. The next ayah we're going to look at is 1549. Absolutely adore this ayah. Before I do that, just to show you that I did exactly, I cut out the surah, or I printed it out from the website. I cut it out and then I stuck it in. I put a few notes as well, which you can as well. You can print this whole thing out from the website. I cut the other side out and I've stuck it at the back. Okay, so you can see it over here. And I put down there Al-Hijr, region where Thamud lived, named from Ayah 80, so I don't forget. And up there I put arrogance. Every time I see it, I know it's arrogance. So let's go back to Ayah 49. And here Allah says, Nabbi ibadi, tell my servants. And it's saying, tell them. What? Tell them what? Anni, indeed, definitely, anal ghafurur rahim. I am Ghafoor and I am Rahim. My goodness, can you see? That's the introduction he's giving. So he's saying, tell them. If you want to tell them about me, the first thing you will tell them is that I am Ghafoor or Rahim. I am forgiving and I am merciful. Absolutely adore it. That's why I put it down. So let's have a look at Ayah 49, just down here. You can see, Nabbi Ibadi, that I am Ghafoor or Rahim. Now I've highlighted a lot of other things, but we don't have time, and inshallah we will do them some other time. We have an adults lecture after this, and maybe you can watch it on YouTube if you feel like you want to highlight more. But right now this ayah is phenomenal. The next ayah is where this the word Hijr comes from, and we're going to look at Ayah 80. He says, وَلَكَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْهِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So indeed, the people of the rock, Ashab al-Hijr, they rejected the messengers. So who were they? So like I said, Ashab al-Hijr was Thamud. So you're going to write Thamud. And the chapter is named after it. And I told you it was this rocky tract, lots of rocks, 150 miles north of Medina. And this is where Prophet Salih was sent. They're also known as the people of Thamud. Now let's see how I've highlighted it. So there you go. So I put it in orange. وَلَكَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابَ الْحِجْرِ مُرْسَلُونَ. And maybe up here, we could write, down here, we could write Saleh. I've already written it. Can you see that? Saleh. And just above them is وَإِنْ كَانَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةَ لَذَالِمِينَ. Now these were also people who were unjust, and these were Shu'aib. So I've written Shu'aib there. You could do that too. The next ayah we're going to look at is 87. Oh my goodness. He says, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. My goodness. وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we gave you seven of the oft-repeated verses. That means twice-repeated verses, and the Grand Quran. Now, what does that talk about? If you look here, I've written here, okay? So, you know, the Makkans were making fun of the Prophet. They said, you know what? You're an orphan. You're living at your wife's house because you moved in with Sayyidah Khadija. You have nothing. What is this God of yours? What did he give you? And this ayah was revealed. And the Prophet was told, the greatest treasure that you have been given is Surah Al-Fatiha. So when it says, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ, we have given you سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ, it is the seven ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, which were revealed twice, one in Makkah, once in Medina. وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ, and this amazing, this awesome Quran. So Surah Al-Fatiha is the greatest treasure that the Prophet is given. So you could write here Surah Al-Fatiha, the greatest treasure. You could draw the Quran here as well if you wanted. Now we're going to look at Surah An-Nahl. And as you can see, in the same way, what I've done with Surah An-Nahl, I printed it from the website and I've stuck it here. Now Surah An-Nahl, in essence, is also known as Surah An-Ni'am. Can you see? I've written it there. Surah An-Ni'am, which literally means blessings. It is blessings because there's so many references to the blessings given to human beings through the wonders and the significance of nature. Now, you know what Nahal means? Nahal means a bee. And you can remember it's 16, because what does the bee make? Honey, and honey is sweet. And sweet 16, so you'll always remember Nahal bee 16. You can't forget that at all, okay? So that's Suratul Nahal. And what we're going to look in this surah is where is it named Nahal? And we're going to look at ayah 68. I'm going to go back to here. And we're going to look at ayah 68 and 69. So let's turn to it and see what Allah talks about when he talks about the bee. Okay, so I'm going to turn my Quran now. What happens? I'm going to go through each bit of this so we understand it. Okay, so Allah said, "Wa awha rabbuka," and your Rabb revealed to the bee, ila nahli, to the bee, anittakhadhi min aljibali buyutan wa min ash-shajari, make houses in the mountains and in the trees, wa mimma ya'rishun, and in the buildings, in the high buildings that human beings make. So what is the first ayah? Wa awha rabbuka, and your Rabb revealed to the bee, ila nahli, to the bee. Imagine the bee gets this inspiration from Allah. Anittakhadhi min al-jibali buyutan, make your house in the mountains and in the trees, wa mimma ya'rishun, and in the buildings they make. Then he tells the bee, thumma kuli min kulli thamarat, then eat of all the fruits, different fruits. Now he tells the bee, fasluki, move, fly, walk, subula rabbika, in the paths of your Rabb. Dhululan means in humility or powerless. Now if you've looked at a bee, it doesn't go in a straight line. Google it, you'll see. A bee sort of goes in sort of curves and rounds and circles and twists, because it follows what Allah tells it to, the path Allah tells it to. When we look at a bee, we should tell ourselves, if a bee can follow what Allah has asked it to do, we too can as well. Then Allah says, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ, and from its belly, its stomach, we take out this drink, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ, which has so many colors. You know, if you looked at honey through the sun, you will see it sort of reflects these colors. It's gold and beautiful, and it reflects all these colors. And then Allah says, "Fihi shifaun linnas." It is a healing for human beings. Inna fi dhalika la'ayatan liqaumi yatafakkurun. In this, there is a sign for people who think. So let's go back to my Quran so we can see it. Okay. So I printed out the bee and I've stuck it there. Can you see it? And then I've put flowers, because the bees like that. I've put mountains, I've put trees, and I've put a pot of honey there so I don't forget. Can you see that? And I've written bees up there. And I've also put a little post-it note which tells me everything I told you just now. Eat from the fruits, and can you see the pattern the bee takes? The bee never goes straight. Yeah, there's funky patterns, and it follows what Allah tells it. It's just absolutely phenomenal. It's just wonderful. All right, so the next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 97. So can you turn towards it and we look at ayah 97. Okay, let's see what Allah says here. So he says, "Man amila salihan," whoever does a good deed, even a single good deed, whoever acts righteously, min dhakarin aw untha, whether it's man or woman, wa huwa mu'minun, but they believe. So there's two things we need: belief and good deeds. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً تَيِّبًا, we will give them a beautiful life. Isn't that amazing? And then on top of that, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ, we will give them the compensation, أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, from what the best of what they did. That means Allah looks at the best of all your deeds and then he takes only that. I mean, how can we find a Rabb like that? Just absolutely amazing. So here we go. Can you see that? I've put it there, belief plus action. I've put hayat and tayyiba in lovely, in yellow. And I've called that immortality. You could call it a pure life or a beautiful life. And then I've got a little post-it note as well, which tells me all that just in case I forget. Okay. Oh, and the next ayah, and I promised you I'd tell you where it comes from. Where does it say that I should say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ? So this is where it comes from. فَإِذَا قَرَأَتَ الْقُرْآنِ, whenever you recite the Qur'an, فاستعذ بالله. استعاذة is to seek refuge, seek protection. Seek protection from Allah. من الشيطان الرجيم. From the guilty shaitan. So if you look, I've put it in green. Let me just move that a little bit so you can see it. I've put it in green. And I've put seek refuge from shaitan. Can you see this? And it says when you recite the Quran, so this is the... So you know when we talked about good deeds, when he said man amila salihan min dhakari wa unsa, the good deed, the greatest good deed is to recite and follow the Quran, because it follows straight after. But he says when you recite it, make sure you seek protection from the shaitan. And then the ayah that we're going to look at is ayah 125. So let's go back and look at it. Oh, I love this ayah. So what does this ayah say? This says Ud'u ila sabili rabbika. Call to the way of your Rabb. Now three things he says. Bil hikmah, number one, wisdom. Wal maw'idhatil hasana, and beautiful words. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. And if you were to debate with them, you've got to debate with something that's better. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla an sabilihi. Allah knows those who are going astray from his path. Wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin, and he knows who are on the right path. So now there's three things Allah is talking about: wisdom, beautiful words, and the ability to debate. Now, how can we understand that? How do we put it together? So let me go to my Quran and you will see it. Okay. So I've put it down here. Udu'ila, and I've circled hikmah, wisdom, beautiful words, and then to debate with what is better. Now there's three types of people in the world. You have normal people, like just people who are what you call all people, general people. Then you have people who always want to oppose Islam. They only want to think about themselves. They always want to do something. They want to say something wrong. They just want to defend who they are. And then you have the intellectuals. Those who are really, really clever. So those who are the general public, they literally want beautiful words, like a majlis. We have majlises. And these majlises are beautiful words. They teach us about Allah. They teach us about the Masumeen. They teach us what we should do. Then you have the elite. And the elite are those, in the time of the Prophet, they were the poets or the leaders of the Quraysh. Today, they are those people who literally control the economy. And they really want somebody to teach them hikmah or wisdom from the Quran, wisdom of Islam. The third group are the group that are always want to oppose. They always want to do something they always want to say, well, you are wrong. They always want to oppose Islam. So they always come into a debate. And when you debate with them, you have to debate with that which is the best, better, not the best, better than what they bring about. It's really, really an eye that we need to think about. But in all, our duty is that whenever we speak about Islam, whenever we speak about the Quran, we've got to speak about it in beautiful words, which is maw'idhatil hasana. So you could highlight that, you could put the three groups of people and put it down. So that with that, we come to the end of Surah An-Nahl as such. Inshallah, tomorrow we will look at, oh my goodness, we're now to Juz 15. We're going to look at Juz 15 tomorrow. So before we end, let's recite Surah Al-Fatiha, let's recite the Dua for protection, and Ziyara of Aba Abdullah. Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawabs to all the marhumeen, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and those who are in trouble. Incidentally, these are the days when you'll be able to see from today, I think, the pink moon. So look outside for the moon. It's going to be massive. And tomorrow, even more massive. لي خمسة أطفي بها حر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاطمة السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. إن شاء الله see you tomorrow في يومان الله كريم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.